Some of that's true, and some of that is a part of having the same players, the same skill sets. You know, how do we get the players that we have to stay in an elite level at the areas they're elite at, if that makes sense? That's probably a crazy way of saying it. And then improve in the other areas where they can, you know, whether it's pass protection or their ball skills or their blocking on the perimeter, all those things. But it certainly helps when everybody's back. You can kind of build off what we already know, what they are, and just try to get a little bit better in certain areas.
Todd Monken, another year of monkey business, Jason. Always exciting.
Love it. And love monkey business.
And he talks about, like, basically focusing on different aspects of this offense heading into year three.
They've accomplished great things. Nobody is satisfied. It's going to be hard for them to beat some of the numerical markers that they achieved last year. But as we've talked about all along offseason, there are other hallmarks and other statistical ways in which they could continue to evolve. And honestly, having heard him talk yesterday and watching those clips, the thing that interests me was, frankly, the way he talked about curbing pre-snap penalties. Well, they best do that. You know, we've had some weird quirks pre-snap, some bad snaps, things like that, some procedural penalties that have been their own worst enemy.
Well, let's get to that. Cut 23, Beltway Ben. Todd Monken emphasizing the elimination of pre-snap penalties.
There is a common thread, and that is that we're going to continue to stress it and use cadence in practice. And I've said this before, it's real easy to get frustrated, which I do. I'm the king of overreacting, okay? But if you do that, then you'll just go on one all the time, and that doesn't help you either. So where is that sweet spot? Now's the time to do that. We're practicing some other things in the throw game and the run game to obviously try like heck to be, you know, be on point when we play the first game, you know. But obviously we got a lot of work to do, but that's not the only thing. That's the only thing that's obvious to the naked eye, right? That, okay, we can see that, play stops, there's a yellow hanky, okay, that's not very good. Well, there's a lot of things we need to work at. That just happens to be one of them that will continue to fight our rear ends off to be elite at it.
So he said a lot there, and obviously penalties, this offense, one of the ways you can slow this offense down is if they slow themselves down.
Yeah, there have been times where it seems like this is sort of snowballed or infected them a little bit. And look, it happened last year, even when they had a five-man unit stay together as much as you could possibly hope for. And we've seen other years where some of these infractions were born of having to mash unit groups together or have guys audition in spots they're not totally comfortable with. We saw a lot of it, like, you know, at times when Ronnie Stanley's been out and other people have tried to fill in. But last year, that wasn't the case. It was a homogenous group. And they still had, I think, certainly more of these issues than they would care to stomach.
Let's follow up on that. Cut 29, Beltway Ben, 29. Monk was asked, what can lead to these pre-snap penalty issues?
There really isn't anything different other than we're starting back up again, and it's hot. And we got a number of guys going in the game. Sometimes it's the quarterback that, you know, takes a little bit of time at the line of scrimmage, you know, more than he should. And then all of a sudden you're making calls at the line and you may forget you're on a different cadence. You know, it's all of those things are a part of it. But I'm not going to give in. We're going to fight like heck to be good at, why can't we be elite at cadence? Why can't we? If other teams can, we sure as heck can be and should be.
So yeah, he's like, it's unacceptable.
You want to find a way to maximize every potential advantage you can get during the game and in these instances where you control when that ball is snapped and what you do prior to it and verbal cues and all these little nuances that can be further refined and ways to get the defense off kilter. Just listen to him talk yesterday. It sounds like this is a particular focus for them.
Oh, yeah. So let's finish. I was asking you when you want to hear one more from Monk, but I know the answer to that.
Monk.
Come on.
Listen to Monk say anything.
Yeah. So one more from Todd Monken. How much better can the offense be in 2025?
we hit on every time I get up here, which is penalties. Okay, so I'm sure I'll be up here in a couple of weeks and we'll have the same thing again. But that's number one is lost yardage plays. That falls into that, right? Getting backed up. I mean, it's you're up against it when you have those. So obviously that's a huge emphasis off season. Obviously, starting fast, the season off fast. 2 years ago, we beat Houston, but we didn't play anywhere near a standard on offense. And last year, we didn't come out of the block. So starting faster, okay, how we prep for that, how we game plan for that. And then I think with every player, I think it's imperative amongst our players and our coaches to maintain that high level is we got to challenge each other because it's human nature. Oh, whatever, as a player, an offense, human beings, to settle a little bit. We're going to be good. I don't know. 2025, we'll decide that. We have plenty of talent. Talent alone just, you know, doesn't get you there. All the things that win are the work that you put in and then play at a high level when it counts.
Played four cuts. Three of them talked about penalties. He's focused.
I'd like to hear Monk sing Human Nature.
Oh, wow.
You mentioned Human Nature there, and then I immediately started like thinking about
Michael
Monk,
Jackson.
Maybe a post-practice shower.
Singing a little
Human Nature.
Monk karaoke? I could listen to that.
I bet we could get AI.
Oh, that's
true.
Can
we get AI to have Monk sing Human Nature?
Well, Bone's probably on his way back. We can ask him.
That would be good if we do have to change the open to Monk.
Yeah.
And I hope we never do.
Uh-huh.
But if we do, AI Monk singing Human Nature would be good.
By the way, Bones should be on his way back soon.
You're in no position to speak for the Bones.
I just think they're
he did not text us that,
no,
did he?
But they're already
don't
talking.
Go rogue talking.
They're already
about
talking.
The
he should be
a lot could happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Between Owings Mills and here the Bone behind the wheel.
That is very true. But coming up next, how much different will this Orioles roster look come Thursday? We'll ask former O's exec, MLB Network Radio's Jim Duquette joins us next.